Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. All right, welcome to episode 236. Hello, my friend. Welcome to a fresh new episode of New Mindset Who Dis, the podcast where I share my thoughts, my perspectives, my feelings on different topics in order to help you with your mindset. Your mindset. That's the thing that I'm so passionate about, the thing that can literally make you happy and fulfilled in life. And, you know, I was thinking about this. It's kind of funny to me. Lately, I've been doing more writings and topics and podcasts on dating and relationships. And I do that really because I try to listen to you all and then create episodes around topics that are timely and helpful for you. And lately, the overwhelming majority of the messages I get are on the topic of relationships, breakups, dating, exes, and everything in between. It's definitely an area where mindset can be helpful. And I think if I have one talent in life, it's the ability to simplify things when it comes to this topic. It's my ability to be empathetic and take my life's experiences and then apply them to larger patterns that I see and that I hear about from you all. And, you know, I just say that because it's really funny to me that whenever I do an episode and I give advice on dating or relationships, and it's, you know, I do it passionately and, you know, from my heart, I always get DMs from you all, you very kind and great, amazing humans being like, damn, Case, like, who hurt you? Like, keep your head up, brother. Like, it's going to get better. You know, like, I'm all beat up over here. And I really do appreciate that, of course. It is cool to have, you know, personal conversations with internet strangers. But, you know, to be honest, I've kind of lived a privileged dating life. Like, I really have. I've had relationship ups and downs, just like everyone else, truly. But, you know, I've had it pretty good. And now, I don't know, now I'm 32 now, and I don't know if it's the age or just kind of the mental maturity life stage that I'm in right now, but I just feel so at peace in talking and addressing these topics. These are topics that I think we all tend to react to with such emotion or like even pain or like definitely frustration. And I can look at them now just with this sense of calm and peace and optimism, most importantly. So just know, my friends, I'm all good. Truly, I really am. Thank you for asking. Thank you for support. I love you. And, you know, so I really do these episodes for you, taking my experience that I'm always grateful for in retrospect, and then turning around and helping use it to form a mindset that can help you. So with that in mind, I wanted to do a quick episode here on the idea of chasing in relationships, chasing someone else, because I see this a lot. I've seen it in my life, both with myself chasing and other people chasing me, even though I've made it clear that, hey, I'm not fully there or not interested or whatever. And I see it with you all in our conversations, down in the DM, in your text to me. So I want to chat about this quickly and be as helpful as I can. And so, you know, taking a step back and thinking in life, there's a couple things that I've made up my mind on completely. Like, I am 100% set on my take and perspective on something. I know, for instance, that applesauce on pizza will always taste good to me, so deal with it. I know that there is indeed a correct order to putting on your clothes in the morning. This is a big one. It goes boxers, pants, shirt, then socks, then shoes. And if you deviate from that very precise and accurate order in any way, you are wrong. I know that no matter how old I am, I will always want to step on that crunchy leaf. And most important of all, I know that you are better than chasing someone else. You are worthy of more than that. You deserve better than to chase someone else. I know without a doubt that when someone else has made it clear that they are not fully there for you, you should not be chasing them in any sense of the word. You should not be chasing them physically, and you should not be chasing them emotionally, any which way. I know this, and I want to share a quick mindset around this. So I'll start by asking you, why would you want to be with someone who isn't fully there for you in the first place? Why would you want to try to have to win someone else over? Why would you want to have to convince someone else to be there fully for you, to match your enthusiasm for them? Because that's what you're doing when you're chasing. You're having to convince someone of something. That's chasing. And I look at life and I see what we do with our actions and our emotions and our intentions. It's either chasing or it's attracting. Attracting or chasing. When you're attracting, this is a mindset and it's an energy. When you're attracting, you're proud of yourself. You put yourself first in a certain sense. You know you are worthy of more. You're honest with yourself. You're honest with others. And in dating, that means you put yourself out there. You put your best, most real foot forward and you let someone else simply react to it. You're honest with your intentions, who you are, what you want. You don't hide anything. And you're not desperate. You're not desperate. You're not willing to be someone you're not for the purpose of winning someone else over. You're simply attracting what you deserve based on who you are. That's it. That's attracting. And then there's chasing. And chasing in the context of dating and relationships, that's when you're impatient. You feel out of control. You feel desperate, lost. You might feel that someone is out of your league and you're anxious. And that means you're always wondering what someone thinks of you. You want to control what they think of you. You want to impress them. You want to win them over. If you do have this inclination that they're out of your league, you need to show them that you're right there with them, that they're not out of your league. You belong together, right? You're desperate for answers and validation and winning and convincing, right? And specifically, that looks like, you know, chasing someone who has made it clear that they're just not fully there for you. They're either not looking for the same thing in a relationship. They just want something casual, but you want something more. You're way more enthusiastic about hanging out with them than they ever are. You're the only one who ever reaches out. You're willing to make them a priority, but they are not, and so on and so forth. So, like, simply put, this idea of attracting versus chasing. Chasing means you've put someone else who has made it very clear that they are not fully there for you, and you've put them in your sights, and you want to convince them otherwise. That's it. You found someone who, yeah, okay, maybe they're cool. They've got some qualities you're looking for. You vibe, but they've made it clear that they are not there for you fully, or your interactions with them have made it clear that they are not there for you fully. And so I just want to offer some perspective here because I think we can all use it. We could all do ourselves a favor and reset ourselves to move from chasing to attracting. And the way I look at chasing is it's actually pretty easy to realize that you are chasing, you know, as an excuse to be like, oh, I didn't realize I was doing that. I don't think that you can stand on that, right? I think your intuition is real. And if you listen to it, it's shouting in the face that, hey, my friend, you're chasing right now. You should stop that. You know, that you're the only one sharing how you feel, that you're the only one reaching out. You're the only one who's truly eager to talk and listen and grow. You're the only one who is fully there for that other person. It's telling you that. And I think if you listen to your intuition, you'd realize that you are indeed chasing. You'd realize that you've set your sights on someone that you can't have. But more important, you've set your sights on someone who you shouldn't want to have in the first place. And the way I look at this is the moment you realize that in order to get what you want, that you have to chase it, that's the moment you should realize that it's time to not do that, right? The moment you realize that in order to get that person to be there fully for you, that you have to convince them to be there fully for you, that's the moment that it's time to stop. If you have to convince someone to be more, that's chasing. And again, maybe I'm an idealist, but you know, in the right relationship with the right person, I don't think you should ever have to convince them. You should never have to like sales pitch them, right? That's chasing. You know, if you drop an L-bomb on them and they say thank you, that's chasing. If you want them to meet your parents, but they say they can't ever because, you know, they're allergic to cats or some BS, that's chasing. If you have to convince them to stop seeing other people, that's chasing. If you have to convince them to stop, you know, only Snapchatting you, I don't know, I'm 32, this isn't a thing for me, but I hear that's a thing, right? And you actually, you know, have to convince them to call or text like an adult, that's chasing. And, you know, my friend, it's like, get real. Like, you know when this is happening. You know it. You observe yourself, you're self-aware, your intuition is real, and it's telling you. So listen to it. Listen to it. You know, and when you listen to it and it's telling you that, it's like, hey, you're chasing. That's okay. It's nothing to be ashamed of by any means. It's just a sign that, hey, okay, we got to this stage in a potential relationship and now I'm chasing. So that means it's time to stop. It's time to peace out. Adios, amigo. It's done. And you can be happy and at peace with a decision like that, because if someone was actually meant for you, if you were meant for them, I really, 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 really believe that there would be no chasing necessary on either side. You chasing them, them chasing you. I believe that. What about you? Do you believe that? Like, are we somewhat on the same page? Probably yes. I hope so. And, you know, I certainly think there is something to like whining and dining or like dating, right? Early in dating, I think, yeah, of course, you should bring your best self forward. You should be eager. You should be enthusiastic. You should try to be your best self. And that's a bit of a pitch, right? You're highlighting who you are because there's so many people out there. So you've got to do it. And I'm not going to lie. Like for me, right now in this moment, personally, I'm on a bit of a dating hiatus. And if someone were to like want to date me or go out with me, like it would have to be kind of just special. And that's just the way it is for me right now. And I communicate that and I'm very intentional with that. So I'm not living in some la-la land here with this advice. Like dating should be between two people who are on the exact same page with the exact same intentions. That's tough. Life is life. It's never a perfect moment for two perfect people. Sometimes that happens and that's freaking epic. I love that. But for the most part, no. So I'm just saying that once you get past that initial getting to know someone's stage, from there, it really is all about reciprocity. It really is all about mutual growth, mutual enthusiasm, mutual intention. And I think anything short of that is chasing. And you deserve better than to do that. You respect yourself too much to be chasing someone who is not willing to be there fully for you, or who is not willing to try to be there fully for you. And again, like, why would you want to be with someone who you have to convince to be with you? Like, that's nuts to me. Why? Like, to me, that's such a clear answer. If you're ever wondering what to do and you've recognized that you're like, oh man, maybe I am chasing right now, just ask yourself that question. Why do I want to be with him? Why do I want to be with her? He or she is clearly not willing to be there for me right now. So why am I chasing? And don't try to convince yourself that it's just a timing issue, or they're really busy or at a different place right now, or whatever kind of BS we use to rationalize things. I don't think that's ever a legit answer for someone who actually wants to be there for you, who actually wants to grow with you. So that's what I think. Don't accept that as an answer, and don't accept that as like an internal rationalization in your mind. You know, okay, I get heated on this because I think it's real. This is real. This is like intentional mindset that you can live. You can attract. You can live an attraction mindset instead of a chasing mindset. And again, I get that sometimes it's not easy to tell immediately that you're chasing. You kind of fall into it. You might do it for months and then wake up in a cold sweat one night and be like, oh shit, you know, I've been chasing. Damn it. That's okay. That's okay, my friend. Right? But push yourself to identify the signs earlier on. Not only that you've been chasing, but also that anything more with someone at this point is going to require chasing. So like you could be proactive about it. And it's at that point that you should make a decision of what to do. If someone has made it clear to you that they are in a different stage in their life, in their emotional maturity, in what they want in a relationship, that is laying the framework for you to have to chase them if you choose to move forward. If you're talking to that guy and he keeps saying that, oh, it's, you know, his 20s and his 30s, or if we're messing around, nothing serious. Well, if he stands by that, you're going to end up chasing. And sure, you know, there's exceptions. You could be the one who makes him rethink that. And I say go for it, right? Test those waters. But if after a couple of dates it's clear that's not the case for him, then you're going to be chasing from there on out. If you're talking to someone and that person has made it clear that they do not want more with you, and I shouldn't have to say this, but, you know, you're going to end up chasing. I think it's amazing how often I find us humans that we do this. Someone says they don't have the same feelings for you that you have for them. Someone says, hey, let's just be friends. Someone says they're simply not looking for a relationship. Someone says, let's keep it casual. But you don't want that. So you're like earmuffs. You're like, I can't hear you. I'm going to change your mind. If that's your mentality, you're going to end up chasing. And so, of course, shocker, I say don't do that. There's no need to interpret what's going on. That person has literally told you that they're not there for you, that you're not aligned in what you want versus what he wants or she wants. They literally told you that. So there's no ambiguity there. So there's no need to chase. And then like even one more, like maybe like you might be chasing and you don't know why, right? You know you're chasing, but sometimes you could be like, well, you know, I'm doing it for this reason or that reason because we're perfect for each other and the timing just hasn't been great. We haven't had a shot at it yet. So I'm still going for it. I'm still chasing. I'm still going to try. I can actually get on board with that. If you can really rationalize that you haven't had a shot, but there's somewhat of an enthusiasm there, I can get that. But, but if you're chasing and you're like, why am I doing this again? Like if you ask yourself that and you're like, actually, you know, I don't know why I'm doing this. Why am I actually chasing this person? I don't even know why I like this person in the first place. I'm just doing it. Well, if that's not a sign, then I don't know what is. And that could be, you know, it could be any number of things. It could be your ego. It could be loneliness. It could be anything. But if you don't know why you're motivated to chase someone in the first place, then that's the clearest sign that you need to stop doing that. So that's just my quick perspective on this topic here. Stop chasing. Start attracting. Stop chasing mixed signals. Stop chasing someone who has made it clear that they're not ready. Someone who is full of excuses. Stop giving your time and energy away to someone who has made it clear, either with their words or their actions or lack thereof, that they are not ready or they are simply not eager to be ready. Just say no more. Stop chasing. It's not giving up, right? You're not losing. It's you simply saying, hey, I'm not gonna keep doing this. I'm going to close this chapter so that I can be ready to open a new chapter, so I can receive a new chapter. It's saying, I'm going to stop looking here so that I can look there. And I think that's so important because no matter how like unattached you claim you are when you are chasing, you're turning your back on other potential. And that's potential that you don't have to chase. It's potential that you should be able to simply attract. And that's how I think you should be living your life and dating and relationships, attracting, not desperate. No longer having to convince someone else to be more or to be on the same page with you. So that's it. Just something to think about. I hope that was helpful. If it was, I'd love it if you would share this episode with a friend. Tell them new episodes every Monday, every Thursday. And don't forget to check out newmindsethoodist.com. That's where you can pick up the 60-day New Mindset Journal and also the Single Is Your Superpower Dating Relationship Workbook. So that's it, my friend. Let me know what you think. You could DM me. You can text me. Let's be friends. I really do like chatting with you also. Keep it up. But that's it. Until next episode, I'm out.